Top Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Enjoy exclusive interviews with your favorite metalheads. Please welcome...
Tarja. I'm a Finnish artist, currently living in Spain. I'm a rock artist, but you should check out who I really am. My catalog of work is quite wide, wide work.
Coming from a rock station, I would like to begin the interview with a question maybe a little different. What is your favorite rock song of all time? It can be one of your own if you want.
Wow. I believe it's Bohemian Rhapsody. It's just incredible that the band at that time, they insisted of having that released as a single, and it was a huge hit. Even though the label and the people around, they didn't believe in it. It's an incredible song. So, yeah.
Do you remember when you heard it first?
Oh, I might have been in my primary school. I was very lucky to have a very enthusiastic music teacher who always showed me good music. And also at home, we were listening music. I have 7 years old, 7 years old older brother who also was a kind of a rocker. He had a drum set at home and he even built a guitar himself. And so he was always playing music. So I might have been around my early teen age.
Would it be fair to say that you kind of got the rock inspiration from your brother, or is that reaching too far?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. Yeah. He was listening, you know, not heavy rock, but he was listening melodic rock, Scorpions, Wasp, Kiss, Whitesnake, bands like that, Alice Cooper, which many of these guys and incredible bands I've been even collaborating in my career now. So since my childhood, I've gone a long way.
Never would have imagined that all these years ago.
No, absolutely not. Not to believe. Believe me, I was born in the middle of nowhere in a countryside in Finland.
It's wild how life goes.
Yes, exactly.
So moving on to the tour you are preparing to rush out for right now. You are going with Marco through Europe and Germany soon. If you had to describe what fans can look forward to, condensed in a few sentences, what will the show be like?
It will be emotional roller coaster ride for everybody. You know, people will have the first time really the chance to see us perform in a full-length concert. Obviously, it's not going to be me and Marco in a whole full-length concert. But it will be us together on stage performing some new songs, classics, and songs from both of us. It will be worth it, let me tell you.
That's great to hear. I will jump a little because you touched on that. You played already a mix of songs back in South America, some of yours, some of Marco's, some old Nightwish duets. How did you decide which songs to play? Did you do that? Did Marco do that? Did you collaborate?
Well, I was the one choosing the songs based on the real duets. I mean, Marco was in Nightwish, but we didn't have too many real duets in a band. If you think of it, you know, he was the second singer, but real duets, they are not too many of them. So I was checking out and going back in time and suggesting him the songs. And he said, yeah, let's go with this. And we are still doing that because it was the first tour then. And we are now continue with the same. Obviously, I am changing something, but mainly my collaboration with Marco will remain the same than in South America for now.
What are you changing exactly, if I can dig in on that?
Some of my songs, because I'm always very keen on checking when was the last time I was in Germany, what did I play? You know, I don't want to offer the people, even though this is a different tour, I don't want to offer the people exactly the same set list. So I have plenty of albums released. And this tour is about me living my dream. I am performing my best of songs, you know, for my fans. So it will be very important for me to not to repeat.
Are there songs on the playlist you are really excited about to be able to perform again?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I am a very emotional performer. You'll see, I'm a, like a glowing light bulb on the stage in general because I really love being on stage and love connecting with my audiences. And no matter where I am and which country or city, or it's always very emotional experience for me. That's why, even though the life on tour is hard, I really do love my job. I'm very grateful for having this opportunity. So any song just like that, if it comes to my mind, is the Shadow Play from my last rock album. It was the last song I actually wrote for the album, and whereas you are gonna be seeing me playing piano together with the band rocking with me on stage on these shows, so it will be very emotional. It's always great to have these musicians surround me, you know, and giving their beautiful energy to me.
That sounds fun. I'm excited. Does it feel different to kind of share the stage with someone? Obviously, you are not alone in general, but with you and Marco, you two have two main acts on there.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. I mean, we feel so free of doing music today. We are very happy nowadays, both of us. We've gone through trouble, both of us, and we kind of rose up. And it's beautiful to be able to connect again and make music together. So it's exciting more than anything. And to see the emotions that are going to be there in the audiences, because we've seen it happening already earlier. So that is, oh, wow, just makes us even more happy. You know, this is what we do. We spread the happiness now because we show that we are here for you. So, you need to keep on fighting for your dreams and believing in your dreams and go for them.
That's a beautiful sentiment. How has it been working together again with Marco after quite a while?
Very nice, actually. It's been really, really nice. We have really gotten to know each other, I think, for the first time ever, really well. We've been talking a lot, getting together, sharing time together, willing to share time together. It's different, absolutely different. We've grown. We are not the, you know, we were young when we worked together in the past, but time has passed by and had taken us, life has taken us to different place, and so it's been really wonderful.
A question on the more general side. You already touched on that you had a long and illustrious music career. Is there anything that is different today from performing on stage maybe 20 years ago? So maybe a lot more cell phones in the audience, stuff like this.
That's for sure, you know. It's somehow I still feel kind of sad that people are just holding their phones and checking out the, you know, through their phones they are checking this concert. I mean, don't you miss a lot by doing that? Because if I go to a concert, oh my God, I don't do that. I close my eyes if I can, and I enjoy, and I love to see what's there and hear what's there. But that's the normality of today for sure. The whole show is being recorded already before I even get back to my hotel to rest. It's there for me to see how bad I did.
Oh.
But you know, it's the reality of today. But of course, my way of performing is different. I've developed my voice. I've been constantly, I'm still doing it. I'm really technically trying to, you know, master my lyrical singing more than anything. So I'm still using my lyrical singing technique to sing rock. And that's been super important, the most vital thing in my career, to keep on really maintaining my voice in a good shape. And it has changed since I started. 20 years ago, I was a different kind of singer. Yeah. Not that confident, for sure.
You touched on that in a joking way, but are you really critical of your concerts? Do you watch them back for real?
No, I don't dare to. Because I am very critical. I don't dare to do that. I mean, seriously, man. Oh my God. I know my guys, you know, when we are in a, I know what to expect again. I will be jumping to the tour bus with the band. And after the shows, all the guys, they will be checking out the videos that we're recording. They will check out some YouTube shit. And I will be suffering, and I'm putting the headphones on, and I'm going to my bunk or something, not to be listening the crap that I did. No, seriously, it's quite heavy on heart.
Oh wow, after all this these musical performances, there's still the anxiety after.
Yeah. There is a little, not really anxiety, but it's like excitement, that for sure. And there are little butterflies that I need before going on stage. They help me to concentrate. They help me to perform better. If I don't feel any excitement, I go to my guys, and they always figure out a way to make me more nervous. So it's okay. They know me already. I've been, you know, playing with and having the same musicians in my band for many, many years, some of them being more than 15 years along with me. So they know me really like my brothers or better.
Wonderful. It's kind of a standard question, but I'm curious asking it nevertheless. Are there pre-concert rituals you do to get in the groove?
Oh, yeah. You know, and even some people that know me as a person, you know. They don't necessarily see me performing every day, but when they get a chance to see me, you know, when I close myself to my backstage room before the show and I come out, I'm different. I'm an artist. Suddenly I'm an artist. And where I, you know, in my little room, I do my makeup, my hair, I vocalize, I warm up my voice, my body. I do like a 1 hour workout in the room before the show. So I'm different. I jump into this magic box, I call it, you know, preparations for the show. And it's necessary for me to have that time, that private time.
That's fun. Thank you for telling me that. Coming from a German radio station, I want to ask the following. You have played numerous times here. Is there anything special about playing a concert specifically in Germany? Are the fans noticeably different?
German fans are very loyal. I have an incredible fan club in Germany, and people have been loyal to me for many, many years. You've been offering me different kind of events. You've been accepting me as a whole. You know, I've been able to do in your country classical concerts, Christmas concerts, rock concerts, name it. It's been wonderful to be able to receive the love and passion and that support of a German audience. It's really, really important to me. I have a label in Germany too, so my record label is there. So I have and I have lived in Germany, so I have lots of love within me towards Germany.
I did not know that. How long did you live here and where?
I was living in Karlsruhe. I was in a Musikhochschule. For a few years, for 2.5 years, almost 3 years, I was there in the Liederklasse. German lead. I was studying in a university my last years of my student years were done in Germany. I
I
really
see.
enjoyed.
Okay, so I can cross off the question of your favorite city here then.
Yeah, I loved it in Karlsruhe. I really did love it. Oh, it was wonderful time to be young and free and, you know, independent and live in a different country than your home country. And it was really wonderful to get to new friends. And yeah, and it was tough. The university was tough, but I loved it. It was a big, big challenge.
I know you already kind of denied the possibility of a shared album together with Marco, at least for the foreseeable future, but you also hinted kind of that he owes you a song. Left on Mars, your last shared single was his creation, so he kind of owes you an appearance in one of your songs. Are there
He mentions, he says that I owe you. Yeah, he had told me many times that already, and I have said to him that, yeah, of course, I would love to have him on my future record, my record that I'm currently writing. So I am really looking forward to write a duet. Hopefully I can manage.
Any
So
hints you can give there? Anything already taking shape?
material I have a plenty of material. I've started already producing some of them with my guitar players, some of the songs. It will be like in the raw, my last album, but I believe that even a bit heavier it will be. Yeah, progressive and heavier.
Ooh, that's exciting. Okay. You also mentioned that you wanted to get more into songwriting yourself. Do you already have a writing process kind of thing you practice at the moment?
Nowadays, I'm writing alone like a lot more than ever before. I really enjoy the process. And, first, I'm writing with piano or my keyboard. That's my second instrument. And it's easier for me to feel the piano. It's a very inspiring instrument for me. And so I record ideas. I always improvise, start improvising, and depending on the mood, really writing songs. I don't necessarily, okay, today I need to jump in and I need to start writing songs. I'm playing every day. So if something comes up, I always have the way to record the ideas down. It has happened to me even at night. It's like a classic thing. I wake up having a melody in a mind and oh my God, I need to sing it down in
The mad
an
scramble. Write
iPhone.
that down. Write that down.
Yeah, exactly, like iPhone recording or something, just to hum it, when it happens. It's good to listen to yourself.
That's fun. So, well, I'm at the end of my list of questions. Did I not ask you about something that you would want to talk about?
Nah, that's the hardest question, man. This is always the hardest question. What did I not ask you? No. I just want to say greetings to Germany, to all of your beautiful listeners, and I really can't wait to rock with you people again soon. Very soon, in a couple of days, we'll be there, and you don't want to miss these shows because can't wait. Yeah, we will rock.
Thank you for listening to Tough Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Comment, like, and follow us. For non-stop heavy metal music, check out our Rock Antenna Heavy Metal web radio stream. For more information and all podcast episodes, go to rockantenna.de/heavy metal.